Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about these three questions will change how do you do everything. And this is from Tony Robbins, really great question. First question, what are you focusing on? Or do you have a focus? Second question, what meaning do you give it? What's your focus? What is the meaning of it? Third question, how to act? What is your focus? This is the first question. Do you focus on what you have or what is missing? Every moment in your life, you are answering three questions and shut them down. What are you going to focus on right now? What you are focusing on affects you. We focus on small things, what we experience in life, and focus so we feel. Focus is equal feeling. Whatever you focus on, you feel. You hear now the dogs are barking, so they're angry. Okay, they focus that the other guy is bad, and then they feel anger. The most important decision that we make, and most are doing it unconsciously, is this is what we focus on. And look all the time, where's your focus? Most of what your brain is doing is to distort, delete, generalize. So you miss a lot of your life. Check what is your focus. Do you focus on what you have or what is missing? On which do you spend more time? When your brain is continually focused on what is missing, you can or you ever sustain happiness no matter how successful you are. And that is the problem with high achievers, successful people. They are never happy, they feel miserable. If you change only that and focus on what you have, you change your life and feel alive. Then you live without scarcity, you feel joy, be thankful, and be content. Makes sense. An achiever looks at what is wrong at every moment. So that means they achieve much, but they're all the time unhappy. What does it mean? When you focus on something, you have to give it meaning. Is this the end or the beginning? Is God punishing or is God challenging me? Or is it a gift from Lord, from God? Meanings is also the emotions. Whatever meaning you give it an emotion. For instance, at the beginning of a relationship, your focus is to make your darling happy or to laugh. You would love to do everything for your darling. After some time, you are focused on what you can get from your darling because the laugh is over. When you are measuring what you can get when you do something, then that is a transaction. Transactions don't make anyone feel good in the long term. Do you focus more on what you can control or what is outside of your control? If you focus on what you can't control, you feel desperate and depressed. And most of the things we can't control. What you spend more of your time in the past, present, or future. What you spend? Do you focus on what you have or miss? Do you focus on what you can control and what not? Do you focus on past, present, or future? You should be balanced between the present and the future. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.